Slapping is just kind of crazy. Yeah, that doesn't like, that doesn't normal. But choking is like, I've been choking bitches since I was 14. So I just always thought it was normal because I feel like everybody's watching porn, so they thought like this is just how you fuck a bitch. Mm-hmm. Bitches be like, choke me. I'm like, shit, alright.
Like, I've been waiting on this moment.
Shit. You gotta have to have a fucking safe word, bitch. I'm a big nigga.
I'm a big nigga with a BBC, nigga.
Like, bitch about to pass out. Just can't even say the safe word.
Bro, God, yo, it was a couple times I made Miracle almost suffocate and shit. She tapped my ass. She was like, yo.
Like, you trying to kill me?
Like, I'm sorry, baby.
I was too into it. Like,
like, this shit felt too good, baby. Like, goddamn. I felt like a glory boy.
It's fucked up. I just immediately started thinking about Jeffrey Dahmer. Like,
what? What? That got dark. Yeah, so it did. Quick.
Bro, my smile turned into a straight face so fast when I started thinking about that. I'm like, damn, why'd I have to even go that way? Like, what's wrong with me?
Bro, that's a perfect clip. Like,
I just dead clip. Ass was like, damn, Jeffrey Dahmer, like, was fucking dead bodies.
What? Like, yo. Look, is it fucked up that I was like, what? Okay, don't get me wrong.
You was laughing.
I was shocked.
Oh, God.
Okay, but I was laughing at the nigga dancing like, go get the camera.
But he was dancing for his life, nigga.
I was laughing still.
I want to know, is that a true thing that happened? Like, he had to dance his way out of that situation.
I don't think they would... Well, yeah, I do think they would dramatize that.
Like, yeah, scenario. No, for sure they would. But, though it was a lot of things that was actually true about that docuseries.
Fuck, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they would disrespect the person that was in that situation that got away that much to where they would dramatize his, like, what happened in that. Now, if they did, I think that's actually kind of grimy. Cause you made it seem like this nigga had to fucking shuck and drive to get up out of there. So if that shit didn't happen, that's kind of like low for Netflix. Like, damn, bro.
Wait, when I saw the TikTok about that shit, I was like, ah, right, hell nah.
God damn. But yeah, that did get dark, bro. I hate that. My brain just turned left like that. Like,
got dark smooth, shit,
sharp
nigga.
Left. Like, skirt! I'm like, damn, bro. What the fuck is wrong with me?
You just fucked up on the inside, bro.
Probably, bro. I watched a lot of niggas die online. Fucked me up. Got it's like back in Nam, man.
Like, I got desensitized, nigga. Me and Ryan, we were supposed to get back to the States, and he was supposed to buy us a Lara, man. It was supposed to be cruising, man. But his legs got blown off, man.
Bro, I still think about that nigga getting beat upside the head. Like, nigga fucking smacking his dad with a hammer. Like,
Do you know they make new American Dad episodes?
Yeah, and yeah. Family Guy. I'm like, wow.
I
didn't know people cared.
Yes.
Like, real talk, especially about American Dad. Like, Family Guy is almost a staple now.
Look, Family Guy, Peter is slowly but surely coming out as a closeted fucking homo rapist. Wait, racist, okay? Like, real Peter? Shit. Yes.
Are they getting political? I haven't watched any, like, new Family Guy.
The writing is so fucking lazy. You can it's tell always it's
been
getting
lazy.
Cheesy.
It's been lazy for, like, at least 10, 15 years, bro.
What? Nah.
They've been out since, like, what, 2000? Or maybe even
shit.
The 90s?
Yeah, damn.
Yeah, like.
That's 20.
Nah, okay, so 10 years, 10 years. I give it 10 years. But wait, 10 years was 2012.
Not including the
shit,
work.
give or take 10 years, yeah.
Ooh, not it's been lazy for a long Seth time. Seth MacFarlane's work with fucking Hanna-Barbera. Cause, bro, that nigga, he's been doing like voice acting for like
for a long time.
Johnny Bravo.
Yeah, real talk, bro.
Shit.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, like a motherfucker. But guess what? I'm not really rooting for like Family Guy anymore. It's like, if y'all stop it or cancel it, I really ain't gonna be too mad.
Yeah, I mean, it's enough episodes to where you can go back to them and still like pass out to it on a Saturday night.
Like, it's not as good as fucking Little Boxes on the Hillside.
Yeah, yeah.
Weeds Little Boxes like full of
one of the best
peppers.
Shows I've ever seen in my life,
bro. Bro, fuck Nancy.
Nah, she used her sexuality.
What is she? She's a psychopath. All right, a true sociopath.
Nancy used her sexuality to get her in higher places so that she can be the head honcho, bro. I actually like her storyline. Well, I actually like everybody's storyline.
But then she used her kids to be like her henchmen, but like her pro bono workers.
Yeah, I mean,
right? Like, come on, nigga. Like that shit's fucked up. They had a really fucked up childhood.
They did. And I ain't gonna lie, it is fucked up. But how many niggas out here got a fucked up childhood, but their mom had to do what they had to do? So it's like, hey, but she ended up becoming 100,000, maybe millionaire. So, I mean, who's to really judge, though? Because nigga bitches out there selling pussy so their kids can eat. So, like, I mean,
you wish
shit,
right?
Like, shit, she really a head honcho. Like, bitches right need there to look up to Nancy with her no ass. Like, her no ass
got
with the
fat ass
U-turn. Oh, God.
Bruh, I still can't believe she actually got that fucking tattoo. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, bruh, she had to do, bruh. She had to sell that ass
so she could get a pass.
Yep. Realistically, she would have died a long time, like, before she even got to season 8.
If she was born with a nutsack, nigga, she would have died.
Yeah, on God.
Like, in the first season.
Like, it wouldn't even be a show. Yeah. Like, straight up. Bro.
That just shows pretty privilege definitely works. All right, and it's definitely
she ain't even all that fine, though.
Okay, pussy privilege.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, because she ain't, bro. Like,
she ain't even all that fine, bro.
Yo, I went back and listened to that shit. Bro, like, shit's still funny as fuck.
He was like, bro, that's somebody's what?
What the fuck are you talking about? It was just so random.
I was like, bro, I don't know where it came from.
Like, bro, it was so random. Like, niggas, that's like when Kevin Hart was talking to Don Cheadle and he was like,
damn,
nigga, like, come on, bro, why are you even?
Sorry, I didn't even.
Bro, he looked at him just like, bro,
like, he had to just say me to my face like this. Like, why you gotta do me like that? Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
But fuck
but
Fanny.
Nah,
she look like she get cheated on.
Who you talking about?
Fanny. She look like she get cheated on. Yeah, Fanny Willis.
Are you talking about?
The DA. Yeah, she look like she get cheated on.
I mean, bruh, a lot of bitches get cheated on, bruh. It's crazy. Yeah. You would think that, like, a polygamous relationship is, like, normal.
They just
America.
Like, nah. Because women get jealous. Like,
yeah,
really,
man.
Jealous
niggas
and
just be willing to fuck other bitches. Sometimes, though, niggas do fuck other bitches and catch emotions, though.
Yes.
That's always something you got to be careful of. And unless you, like, grew up with a nigga that you with, you'll never know if that nigga would be like, okay, this bitch better. I'm just going, like, fuck with her.
Look, I'll put it like this. If a whack pussy bitch put a hickey on me, I will probably go to jail.
How would she even get that far? She would have to suck for a good minute.
I would catch a charge.
Why?
Because, bitch, why are you sucking on me?
Like, but how would she even get the hickey on there? Like, bro, it could happen for like a whole minute.
First of all, let's say she leave a hickey like right here, like around the stomach or like the thigh or some shit. All right. This is hypothetical.
But I'm trying to paint a picture because what it sound like is you saying she put the hickey. Yeah, she put the hickey on you. Fuck her, the pussy whack, and then you kill her or you beat her ass.
Yeah,
like,
beat her. Yeah.
And that don't make sense.
Take two to
tango.
But look, I'll say this: if that pussy fire, I'll let you put a hickey on me. All right, like, I ain't on cap, bro.
Yeah, you about you pushing 30, my nigga. That is true. Like you.
You give a fuck, nigga. Like, no that shit feel good, nigga. No, y'all bro, weird.
You telling me hickeys feel good?
Yeah. I'm like, nigga, I'm playing, bro. Nigga, I'm dead ass.
Bro, all right.
Oh, my mama, nigga. That, bro, you know what? Pause.
You but is pushing shit, 30, though, bro.
Nigga, do you think I... Bro,
hey, you got to keep that in mind when you're doing things you like you're doing. All right.
You want me to be real with you? When I
you don't
want
to grow up?
No, don't do that. Nigga, I still to go see my homegirl, Jasmine and shit. One of her homegirls was there. I can't remember her name, but she was like a little short, fine as fuck. Tattoos, braces, and multicolored locks. Goddamn. I looked down at her neck. I saw a fat ass hickey. I was like, what the fuck, nigga? Damn. Bro, that bitch was 2 years older than me. All right. So, guess what?
She needs to get out the streets too,
bro. But it was somebody. Hey, she
her
was
expiration date coming up too, nigga. Like on God.
I mean, who decided that's not her man doing that shit? Like,
oh no, she gay.
Oh, well that adds a lot of context to this. Like that makes way more sense.
I'm gonna let a bitch suck on my neck. All right, like
hey,
man,
I'm just saying you gotta realize.
That's what I'm saying.
Monday you gonna be 30. And that day is coming up.
And I'm still gonna let that bitch suck on my neck. You know what I mean? Fuck you mean? But yeah, for the most part,
that's what like, bitches do though. Yeah, bitches put that shit on you, just like yeah, that's mine. Like
I'm just like, bruh, leave her alone. Why you playing, bruh?
That
why
shit actually dumb as fuck. Women don't like men until
they see that man got a girlfriend.
That shit be true, bruh.
I ain't gonna lie.
Every time in my life, bruh. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't never got curved in my life, bro.
I've been curved. Wait, I got curved by an ugly bitch before. Was
you an ugly nigga though?
This is before the glow up.
Yeah, so you was an ugly nigga.
And then all she tried to come in my after the glow, this bitch dead ass hopped in my inbox and shit. Was like, hey handsome, bro.
She got like 3 kids now,
bro. She got 2 kids, bro. I swiftly told her I got a girlfriend, knowing damn well I'm single. She was like, oh, okay, bro. She unsent all the messages and shit. I was like, what the
fuck? She probably got a nigga, too.
I'm like, okay.
That's so tough.
You say what?
I said that's tough.
Oh, well, fuck that bitch.
I mean, yeah, fuck that bitch. Yeah, didn't T.I. and, like, B.O.B. make a song about that? Like, bitches, like, curving them, and then they end up being broke with, like,
bitches ain't trick, but
nah.
Bitches ain't shit, but hoes and tricks. Bitches ain't shit, but hoes and tricks.
Yeah.
Bro, I can't remember the fucking song you thinking about.
I think Kendrick Lamar was on that
who's
shit.
Who's really gonna pay to hear that shit, bro? Who's really gonna pay to hear
bro,
that shit?
Bro, I have no idea. Like, but hey, once we get big enough, man, a lot of niggas gonna pay to hear it. It's just gonna be an archive.
You goddamn, right.
For the time being. But right now, this is just like I guess for me, it helps me freelance a podcast. Because I'm in the middle of, like, wanting to write shit down and prepare, but also wanting to keep it freelance. And it's hard for me to do that and prepare because every time when I listen back to the podcast,
it's like, oh, shit, I need to do this.
And once I prepare, I sound robotic as fuck. Like, I sound like Vlad.
Yeah, and it doesn't come off, like genuine.
Yeah,
on
and
some
it's
shit.
No connection there. It feels like I'm disconnected as, like, a human being type shit.
Yeah, that's why, for the most part, I just, like, spitball it.
But when I spitball, I forget shit. I don't quote things right.
Yeah.
It takes up time because I'm like, hold up, let me look this shit up.
And so, but you just got to meet yourself in the middle. Yeah, just like put key points down, like in your notepad, and just make sure if you can remember those key points, that'll basically help you like jog your memory. On
yeah, like
things.
Quotes and shit. Because yeah. Otherwise, like, I'll be forgetting shit all the fucking time, and I'm like, damn, I should have sat down a podcast. Like,
yeah, because niggas be high, bro.
You right. Okay.
Like, we smoke at least like
so
3 months.
So, when's the last time you considered stopping smoking?
Yesterday, nigga. Like, I kid you not, I was like, yesterday I was listening to the 50 Cent book, the, you know, Hustle Harder, Hustle Smarter.
Yeah.
And shit. And so I was like, you know what? I probably should try to take a month and try to actually, like, stop. Because I need to see how I can be without it. And also save a little bit of bread.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's
for the first jobs, like, yeah, for the first few days to a week, you're going to be really aggravated, yeah.
That's how you know you probably have like a little bit of a
yeah, of course, yeah. I mean, after it's all, like, of us have a dependence.
Nigga, I stopped smoking for 11 months when I was 17. Nigga, after I started back, nigga, I never stopped after that.
Cause it's like, I never really felt the reason not to, like, until it started to affect my health, and that's when I stopped for however long, some months that I stopped, and then I smoked again. I'm like, huh,
this shit fine.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm about to get so stoned. Oh, and like, ever since then, I was like, why stop?
Like, I can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah, when it's like, okay, now you feel uncomfortable when you get high. Now it's like, okay, you need to stop. Fuck that shit.
Nigga, you a crash dummy.
Yeah, but again, if my health in jeopardy, I'm still smoking. Like,
nigga,
like, I'm
gonna just kill myself. That's what's gonna happen.
Like, nigga, I'm gonna expedite that shit. Fuck you mean? It's probably stop smoking leaves. That's what I think the biggest problem is. You said what?
I said I need some A&D ointment, nigga. This shit peeling like a
motherfucker. Oh, that's how I be it, bro.
Yes, bro. Look, this shit was ugly as fuck.
Yeah, it was.
When that shit was healing, god damn.
It still just look ugly as fuck.
Man, fuck you. Yeah, I know.
You, like, bro, you could just get it touched up, though. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, how?
I know a lot of tattoo artists actually don't like going over other artists' work, too. Not that one, dumbass. Unless it's a cover-up.
Because it'd be like, maybe like it's other people's art.
Yeah. Like, unless they're going to cover it completely up, which is still going to be hard as fuck to do.
Yeah, nah, I'm not doing all that. Yeah. No. That's just going to hurt even worse. No, I love my tattoo.
It's just the line work and stuff is not good.
Yeah, it could be crisper. Like, yeah, the that's stars really aren't symmetrical. Like, dude, nah.
The design is fine, but it's just like,
it just needs to be touched up, yeah, like, professionally.
If he could actually, like, sketch it out or something, like, it would have been perfect.
Most def. But
yeah, that's really tough, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Her name is Lillyn. It's what Lillyn, because they used to always call her Lily instead of Lily Girl. That's what I called her. So I was like, well, if you call her, then keep it. But it's like, no, I don't want to say
if you call her Lily, then there's nothing wrong with how you call
her. Name
was, I mean, like, Lily. I get it, though. Because it's my, like, damn, this is not actually how it's
spelled. Yeah, this is not how you actually spell it.
Well, my granddad's name was like Leander. So.
Instead of Jermaine.
No.
Oh, I was actually thinking of the LLC that I'll make. I was gonna make it Jones and Fox, like Fox and Jones or something like that.
I think you could think of a better name.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. Yeah.
But Fox, like, and Jones. Jones Fox.
Fox.
JNF.
Yeah, JNF Entertainment. Yeah, yeah. Like that. Yeah.
F&J.
Yeah, that's better. Yeah, yeah, yeah. F&J.
All right, fuck what y'all talking about,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I don't get it, because y'all ain't talking about no, like, Dylon shit right,
yeah,
now.
Yeah, like, what,
you,
what,
you,
like,
trying,
what,
to, you trying to, like, you're a faggot.
Damn. Damn, he should have called you a fire.
I don't know why I said that shit. Oh, my God. Yeah, sometimes I'll be having diarrhea in the mouth, bro. Yes. Like, that shit, yes, just be, like, just, yes. It just be
indubitably,
like, but nah, you want to know why I feel like faggot is in my vocabulary? Because Boondocks.
Faggot is such a strong word when you ever call like anybody.
I've seen it so much as a kid.
Like faggot. It's like, just like damn,
bro. Faggot and pussy. All right, like
nah, pussy not that bad unless you know, like you gotta tell the body language. Like if he call you a pussy and he's aggressing on you, what?
The bomb.
That's like that's like when it's
Sharp
like,
was like pressing Kelpie. Like,
oh
shut
yeah.
the fuck up.
Like it depends on that. That's when it's offensive. Yeah. But if I'm just calling you a pussy, like
I like that. Yeah.
Shit. Did you see that fucking the We Are Young Money the newest one?
Are they still making videos, nigga?
Not really. They just came out with a new one, I guess. But shit. That shit had Mystical in prison. He's like, take your ass.
Yeah, he might be taking some ass in there.
Nah,
too.
He's taking some ass. Oh, like, God. Nah. Booty is the
in the bed fighting with a grizzly bear. Help the man!
Shut your bitch ass up, yo! That's the funniest meme ever.
Nigga, I'm shooting both you niggas. Alright, that's what's happening.
That shit was actually a whack ass freestyle, though. That
and
ass.
He was broke. And no. That nigga broke. He's sitting here raping.
He raped the bitch and took her money.
Wait, nah, he prayed for
the
bitch.
He
first.
Raped the bitch.
He prayed for her, then raped her, then took like stole money from her. Like, yo,
this
you
nigga
broke.
He sent money to himself.
Like, bro.
Yes,
bro, you're dumb. Like, bro, that was
like,
the
nah, nigga.
That is the most crash dummy ass shit I've ever seen.
I can't believe he sent money to himself. That's what I'm really like. It's crazy because I'm not that blown about him raping a bitch. Like, I feel like he raped bitches. Like that, I'm just that's, like he just looked like he raped bitches. But he stole her energy. Money. Like this nigga sent money. This nigga Apple paid himself. Like what the bruh, fuck?
You do realize that's receipt. I would at least sent it to a burner account or something.
Like, this
like,
nigga sent himself some money. Like
I'm
damn.
Just saying. Nah, I'm not raping bitches. I'm talking about sending the money, nigga. I'm not raping bitches. I can't do it.
I'm not surprised
I'm
he raped
pussy.
That bitch. I'm pretty sure
because he fighting
mystical,
grizzly bears. That's why.
That, yeah, mystical pussy line done dried up, bro. That shit. Like, I'm pretty sure he not getting pussy like that.
Shake fast. Watch yourself. I don't think you probably got like some like 40-year-old cougar in the club. Like, yeah, baby, I'll throw these panties at you.
Nah, that was a big ass song though. He probably was getting pussy off that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that shit dried up. He ain't getting no pussy, bro.
TikTok like revived that shit though.
Yeah.
Go ahead though.
TikTok is reviving a lot of careers, bro.
But staying I never actually knew that was in the song. All I heard was just shake it fast. Watch yourself. Show me what you're working on. Yeah.
But imagine fucking a bitch to your song. Like, just say you make music.
Bro, I'd be cringing, bro.
Oh, God.
For real? You a cringe? I feel like, bro, God. When I fuck a bitch to my song.
I'm like, bro, I do not want to. This is not the move. It's just like, bro, like, do you think YB be fucking bitches to his own music?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Yo, ow. This nigga put on Nevada while he getting some top.
I feel like when I fuck a bitch to my song, I feel like it's accomplished. Like, I've accomplished something in my life.
What?
If you don't get your wannabe spiritually inclined, lyrically, like, lyrical, spiritual, miracle ass on somewhere.
Nah, because when you get to do the shit that you saying in your song, while your song playing,
I manifest
like,
it.
That shit different, bro.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to actually make a vision board.
A vision board? I heard. I ain't going to lie. I want to make a vision board, but 2023 is going to be the last Hellcat, and that's the car I want. So, they finna go up in prices.
Bro, fuck a Hellcat. I don't even want that shit.
I want a Hellcat. I want any Hellcat. Like, I want a track car. It can be a track, a Durango, a fucking a Chrysler, a fucking Charger, Challenger. I don't give a fuck.
I'm like, damn, y'all just tagged out, nigga.
But yeah.
But I don't want no fucking drawing.
I do want to make a vision board.
Yeah. Vision board. Yeah, I'm thinking about making a vision board. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause 50, he was like, bro, make a vision board. That shit actually hurt.
But like, how far do you look into the vision board?
Like, nigga, you plan your steps out. Just like at home, I
yeah, you plan your steps out, but is it two different vision boards where you're looking long term and then the other one short term?
No.
Or is it all going on one long-term board?
Long term goal would be at the top of the vision board.
Yeah. So it's like a little pyramid.
Yeah, basically, that's what I would perceive as. I never actually seen one before. Well, yes, I have. Yeah,
should
I
have? But yeah. Did she accomplish her vision on her vision board? Her vision board?
Hey, y'all.
Like, she manifested something.
He said, I just seen that.
Yeah, I seen her making. I'm like, oh, shit.
Did you accomplish anything on your vision board, Gandalf?
What? How much did you accomplish on your vision board?
Double D.
How much did you have on it?
The fuck kind of shit?
Yeah, it'd be like that, bro.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's not
Yeah, man, that's 20%, man. That's better than most of us. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey.
You manifested it, bitch.
And then it fucked up and blew up in front of my fucking face.
Fuck these niggas, bruh. Look, when one door closed, another one opened. Always remember that shit. Like, when one bag closed, it might be a while, but another bag.
Yeah, right. It might be a quick timeout. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you gotta take a sabbatical, humble yourself real quick.
Yeah, right.
Cause look, when I lost that fucking like work from home job, I was like, bro, I'll never go back to warehouse, bro.
Yeah, you got humble real quick. you got your ass humble there.
Like a motherfucker, bro. Every time I walk in work, I'm just like, bro, I'm just thankful. I'm just thankful. God. Watch you go to fast food.
But you really don't have to, though. That's the thing about that. Like, warehouse, you slick got to, bro. Yeah, if you fumble that work from home job bag,
it's lucrative.
Yeah, you just gonna have to go to warehouse, my dog. Because work from home is hard to get, real talk.
Not really.
Because if you would have been had a work from home job.
No, I did. Nah, I had one lined up. It was for fucking Chime. But only reason why I didn't take it, because of low pay. They're paying like 14. I'm like, that's chump change. Granted, I am saving money on like gas and shit like that. So, like, that does play a part. But fuck, nigga, the bullshit. No, like,
saving gas is important though.
It really is. Yeah. Like, real shit. So it's like, nah. But at the same time, that would still open up my schedule to do like Uber and shit like that. So,
but I mean, why even? That just jumbles up your schedule a little bit more.
And I did that before, and it's just, I enjoyed it, honestly. Like, I enjoyed it. I've, you know, met some pretty badass females and got hit on by a gay nigga. Almost, you know, I had to put a strap C on his ass. But, you know,
bro, a gay nigga almost took his cheeks on an Uber ride.
He tried, bro.
He's about to hem his ass up. And I had to choke him out.
Bro, I had to up the yummy on his ass. Your stomach. I was like.
That nigga, that nigga about to punch dick in your soul.
Oh, hell
nah.
Yeah, you gotta watch out for those, though. Some of them niggas be dominant.
Pull your hair, smack your ass, bitch. You better not do no running.
I'm fucking dead, nigga.
That's a wild nigga right there.
Look. This nigga asked me if I was first, bro. He asked me that. Thank you. I said the same shit. I was like, huh?
It means can he take dick and can he give dick?
I was like, yes. Wait, that's what he said. Wait, he was like, are you verse? I was like, huh? Are you verse? I was like, huh?
Fuck that even
mean. I was like, do you get down?
Yeah, I do.
I was like, dude. Wait. I was like, dude, I don't know what you're talking about. You got to explain it to me. He was like, oh, that means if you're a top or bottom. I was like, oh.
Nah, I don't do that.
I said, nah,
shit.
You barking up the wrong tree, dude. Like, dead ass. We driving down the road and shit. We stopped to a gas station because this nigga had to. Like a 5-minute drive. Nigga.
Yeah, I'm God.
Now we like 7 minutes away from his. Wait, no. Yeah. 7 minutes away from his place and shit. This nigga's like, damn, man, you got me feeling stupid back here.
You are
like,
stupid.
I was like, I was like, nah, duh, nigga. Nigga, why the fuck would I? That would have been crazy. I would have canceled that shit. One star. Nigga, get the fuck out of here.
He sexually harassed me.
Yo, God, I'm suing. Alright, I'm suing at that point. I ain't even gonna cap to you. I'm definitely suing Uber. Alright. Like, yes. Fuck you mean. But, so this nigga was like, bro, damn, you got me feeling stupid and shit. I was like, I'm sorry, I guess.
Question mark.
Bro, this nigga said, well, damn, I could at least suck your dick. I was like, bro, I don't even swing.
What the fuck, my nigga?
He was like, well, we got 7 minutes left in the ride, so if you change your mind, let me know. Nigga, I cut on young boy. I put my pole in my lap, and I sped the fuck up, nigga. Like, so serious. I can't remember what song I played, but I think it was either, it wasn't Reaper's Child. It was fucking either Bring Him Out or Freedy Dog, all right? Like,
hey, but the thing is, though, the reason why he came on to you so strong is because that shit be working, bro. I'm telling you, these gay you niggas right. Be sucking these quote-unquote straight niggas' dicks.
You right, but guess what? It don't work over here, dog.
He had a lot of straight niggas like, you know what? I get my dick sucked.
I was like, bro.
Some of these guys. Well, damn. I was about to go straight offensive.
But, nigga, we on Patreon.
Yeah, some of these gay ass niggas though, they pay you or they yeah
literally
they suck,
bro. This nigga, I actually offered to pay me, nigga. I was like, nigga, no.
Like, damn,
like,
bro.
Are you barking up the wrong tree, bro? Bruh, I just wanted my bread, dog.
Yeah, you gotta get that bread at that point.
Yeah, on God.
You 6 minutes away.
But I can say I do have a homeboy.
Oh, God, this nigga is in a bro. You gotta give him a one-star rating.
That's exactly what I did, nigga. Yes. That's exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I did. I was like, this nigga kept trying to sexually harass me. So he kept trying to touch my booty. I'm like, bruh.
Yeah, that shit wild, bro.
I got a homeboy.
But there's a lot of DL niggas out here, bro.
In fucking high school, this nigga dead ass like got paid from a gay nigga to get his dick sucked. I was like, wow, you actually did that, nigga. You gay? Like,
was he not gay?
No, this nigga was straight.
He was a straight nigga.
Yes.
Well,
like,
quote unquote.
I'm like, nigga, like, you gay. I'm like, nah, nigga, you gay. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, nah,
like,
that nigga sounded real
dog.
Gay to me,
like,
bro.
Nah, I ain't even going that way, dog.
No. Yeah, nah, that sounded real gay, bro.
Oh, God, like, it sound real homosexual.
Nah, I can't think over?
Nah. It just sound like.
Yeah, it sound loud
as fuck. Sound like
World War II. Yeah. Like, damn, nigga.
Hiroshima.
You know, that reminds me of the gay niggas from the Open Relationship podcast asked us, could you get your dick sucked by a man and not be gay? Like, they actually asked us that.
The gay niggas.
They probably was trying to lead to
the head. Nah, I don't think. Nah. I feel like the Robert Downey Jr. like, looking yeah, nigga.
You right, though. If we was like, nah, I don't think that makes you gay. You just experiment. Yeah. And they all like,
oh, well.
Okay.
Especially, bro, especially like the light skin.
Yeah, okay. We got some runner ups.
Looking ass. Oh my gosh. That's fucking terrible. I don't think they would have, though. I don't think they would have.
Damn, he was 96, nigga. Man, he's 96, bro. Chill. Like, bro, that nigga 96. Come on.
Who? Bro, man, let that man die in peace. Yeah, like, goddamn. Hasn't he been dying already but couldn't die? Now he finally dead?
Yeah, bro. Like, he 96.
Oh, yeah. And fucking Jason is going up in a fucking death battle on YouTube and shit. So.
That's so retarded. Against who, though?
Michael Myers.
Jason is slaughtering this nigga, bro. No,
no, the actor was 96. Yes. He was obviously young at that time. Yeah. But yeah.
Anybody, bro. He wear a fucking mask, so it can be really anybody.
They just need a buff guy.
Yeah, big, tall, buff dude. They need a buff guy at that point. They could just get a skinny and put a suit on. Nah, it's preferably like a bulky guy.
Yeah, he has to be
so that's tall. Buff. That he got to be really tall, too.
Bro, hell nah, nigga. No.
He too buff. He look like too buff.
We can't take care of him.
Yeah, he's so buff.
No.
Bruh, one of the little, it was like a probably 19-year-old, 20-year-old white girl. She over here biting this man chest, and the whole time it wasn't even a rock. He just sitting there what the smiling fuck? Like this. She biting his chest. They like, oh my god, the rock, I can't believe I met you.
Bitches be drunk, bro. Yeah. Cause I seen a bitch think a nigga was Wiz Khalifa, and I'm like, bro, that nigga don't look like Wiz Khalifa at all.
I genuinely wish we was on videos just so y'all could see my reaction to that. I'm just like, what the fuck?
She's
nigga?
Like, oh my god, Wiz Khalifa, and she jumped on this nigga and everything, and they zoom in on his face. I'm he's like, who the fuck? Like, this nigga don't look nothing like Wiz Khalifa. Like, what the fuck? I feel like just bitches should be drunk, bro.
Oh god.
No, on video they supposed
bro,
to.
Do you know how much podcast pussy I done got, nigga?
Yeah, it was a nigga cock blocking in the back, bro. Like, he should have just let that slide.
Hater for
he
should
have just let that slide.
Taylor, and get some Bombay lemonade. I don't ran out of KK, so I gotta go and pass you some cookie dog. Bro, I cracked my screen, yo. Five pockets.
Toaster scooter. Stooler. Like I said, toaster stooler.
You.
Get your ass to cook and play, boy. That was the peak days, bro.
It really was. Remember when Barry Tales was actually like.
Barry Tales, bro. I actually got into Barry Tales, too. Like, that shit was. Nigga, that shit was actually good for like a YouTube show.
Oh god. Nah, you know what's really good on YouTube? Black Chicago be like that shit.
But that ain't that's not the same, bro. They not even in the same conversation, bro. Yeah,
I can respect, but I'm just saying like from a black creator like standpoint.
Bro, Black Chicago be like there's nothing like that on YouTube. That nigga is just a funny comedian and he know how to
do stuff.
Dave Chappelle better.
Huh? Is he a funny comedian though? Like, has no. he actually did comedy?
No, like, and this nigga,
you know that's different.
He
right?
He's subpar at rapping. Okay, like his flow is like, I just got my bitch back. So like, I'm like, nah, dude, nah. Nigga, he actually used to be a battle rapper. He can actually no. Certain
I'm not
songs
trying to listen
spit,
to a comedian rap,
but certain he has bars though. I'll give him that. But nah, his delivery is like Quentin Miller sometimes. All right.
Like, but I don't even know him because I never watched him. But I already don't respect his rap, so like, I'm never gonna listen to it. Just I ain't gonna lie to you.
That's so fucked up.
No, I'm not. From 105.1. I watched Barry Tales again before I like even do that.
But that Chicago shit be funny though. I ain't gonna cap.
Bro, niggas dying in Chicago, nigga.
They be pulling that type of shit in there too.
See, niggas think it's a joke, nigga. See, I really think you a bitch.
Well, like, damn.
I should have just smacked you across your face.
Well, damn. You know what? You just want to call me a bitch. You know what? Right now, I'm going to need you to take that shirt off because you acting like you a real pimp right now. And you ain't no real pimp. You ain't a part of the ism right now, all right?
Nigga, you think that shit gonna ever run out? Like that shit's
hell
never.
Hell no. Nah. Well, yeah, it's gonna fizzle out. I'm capping.
I think it might be a while because niggas love Sharp for that specifically. Like,
yeah,
he's doing regular interviews. All right, I mean, 100K. You know what I'm saying?
It's like it's cool because it's like having a cool conversation. Yeah, but we like him being like controversial
yeah,
but not too much. All right, gotta have a good even.
Yeah, just like almost bullying
you a
nigga.
You know,
like, straight
shut
up.
The fuck up. Like, yo, how you tell a nigga straight up? First of all, you gonna have to take off this little nasty ass jacket that you got on. This is a fake ass. This is some fucking scurvy, like some skunk skin or some shit. It was like, you got that shit from Burlington.
Bruh.
Hey man.
First of all, he already fucked up when he said his mom brought him there. Like that's what.
No. He said my mom brought me here in my BMW.
Like, bro, no, like,
because I don't have a license.
It.
Nigga, what?
He said my license is suspended. So I have my mom driving.
It's like,
and then I was like, all right, so real bitch at.
She out there,
you know, making my money, yeah.
Get my money, yeah. nigga was white. I don't know why we sounding like
that. Bro, yeah, no, bro. How you go on vacation with $500? He said you went on vacation with $500, nigga. He said, bro, a bitch couldn't even like have the conversation with me, and she had $500. $500. Like, oh shit, nigga. Like, my dick wouldn't even work. That shit would be straight gummy if she said it. Like, $500. Like, yo, I'm like, damn. Yeah, nah, for real. He did say that shit. It's like, yo. First,
you got
all,
a point though, like, cause $500 on vacation and like,
nigga, that ain't shit.
In Los Angeles too, man, nigga.
Nigga, you gonna spend that like? Oh no, nah, he said. And how are you pimping and you homeless?
You ain't even got your own shit. Your name on anything.
Like, bro, you ho hustling.
Like, your mom name on that fucking title, nigga. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, suck ass, nigga.
Hey, man. We at a time where you can pimp in your room.
He ain't no real P.
Yeah, real
that nigga is a SoundCloud rapper. All right, with like two trailer trash homegirls.
Like, man, you gotta give somebody some credit for even getting any percentage off of bitch OnlyFans. Because like, for you to get to that point, like, for her to be like, all right, I give you 10%, 20%. Like, you ain't gotta do shit.
But you know, bitches, some bitches are really lazy. They don't want to do the background work like that.
That's true too. That is true.
It's like
some bitches, man. A lot of people are lazy, including me.
Facts.
On Jesus Christ.
Like, it be like that for real. Huh.
He said, "Oh God." But yeah, man.
Yeah, we've been talking like a long ass time.
This
episode is everywhere.
It is. Yeah, man.
Episode. This is just like.
Yeah, this is just a long rant about nothing, man.
Yeah. So if y'all want to pay for this, y'all can, but.
Don't be hitting us up talking about.
Bro, y'all mean it's paying for all this for this bullshit. Bitch, I said earlier we gonna buy you a pony. The first person.
Nah, Pegasus.
Yeah, motherfucker Pegasus. You ain't see that Pegasus? That Pegasus hit my car. Wait, they get 5 minutes in and be like, alright, nigga. I'm like, I'm gonna turn this shit off. See, but if you turn it off 5 minutes, you ain't gonna get into like the juicy parts.
That's a lot of our podcast though. Like, if you go to our analytics, well, when I look at our analytics, it's like most of our podcasts, it's like 15%, 30%, like max in the middle, you know, the median, the highest in the median is like 30%. Now we got some outliers that's like 80%, 70%, and it still be like an hour 30 long. Now those be good. Yeah, but for the most part, niggas be like, I'm just concerned they hear one thing and they're like, nah. Like it's something that just ticks them off, but we can't get any feedback on that. It's like, nigga.
Because we say nigga.
But if it's because we say nigga, imagine us stop saying nigga and like we get so much more retention.
I ain't gonna lie, I'd be like, wow.
Yeah, people that upset about nigga, like,
damn, my nigga.
Like, damn, nigga.
Yo, I've spent fucking $20 on a fucking shell catcher. Bro, that shit about small as fuck.
$20?
Bro. Yes. Bro, that shit tiny. Oh, I was thinking of some other shit.
I thought you bought a whole revolver for $20. That's what I was thinking.
Nigga, hell no, nigga.
Some niggas call revolvers shell catchers.
Fucking what, Wish?
Yeah, right. You got that shit from fucking China.
Hey, bro, that shit
gonna break immediately.
Literally, as soon as I pick it up, that shit's crumbling to nothing. Nigga, after I shoot it like one time.
Yeah, that Wish revolver not for the right.
Oh boy, look. First of all, I'm pretty sure it is gonna work, but I'm just mad that shit's so fucking small.
What you wanted to be, a
big ass
duffel bag?
I thought that's what I was thinking. I thought it was gonna be a little bit bigger.
Damn, nigga. That little bag that you got. Your stick don't even got that big of a mag.
And it's gonna hold all them
shells. Right. Nigga, that's going on my MCK kit, cause I'm gonna make that bitch look like a fuck. I'm gonna make that bitch look sexy as shit. Cause that shit's a Glock. But nah, I'm gonna leave my 40. The double beam, red eye.
Red eye with the
originally
beam.
I put red eye with the beam though. I just put the beam with it just for show. Yeah, obviously. Like the flashlight that I did have. It had a flashlight and a beam. Like I had that on the side of it, but I traded it for the double beam. So I'm just gonna buy me another flashlight.
Did you hear the Isley Brothers come out with that rap song?
You said, huh?
You heard the Isley Brothers come out with that that rap like mixtape?
I'm not listening to that.
It's exactly what you think it is. Some old niggas trying to sound like
no.
The richest niggas that there ever was.
I'm the realest to do it.
The biggest bosses that you ever seen.
Oh no.
Bruh. I'm like, damn, nigga, y'all is too goddamn old for this. Like, what the fuck?
Like, bro, why are y'all still trying to make music?
Bro,
like,
I'm pretty why are y'all sure trying y'all to be rich. Relevant?
Make music. Listen to it. Then drop it.
So, yeah, that was it.
I'm like, bro, come on, bro.
Yeah, that's it right there. These young kids gonna
if they were still dropping, if they still trying to drop music like they was back in the day, that sound nothing like this new rap shit.
Oh boy, no, that shit would not work. I feel like the old heads are probably.
I want to believe that it'll work just because old heads would buy it. But in reality, that's probably why they switched it up. Is because like that shit was not working.
I'm about to have a fit.
And niggas just like, nah, yeah, we don't give a fuck at all.
Yeah, at all.
Yeah, so he was like, all right, the biggest pasta that you ever seen. I just caught the dealer in his bottom bins.
Oh, nigga, no. Sit your old ass
down. No, nigga, I'm about to put it on, bro. I'm telling you, that shit. Oh, God, man. Yes, nigga.
Please don't die.
Shit, I'm trying so hard. The biggest boss that you ever
I'm the richest baller that you ever see.
Oh,
damn. Chill, nigga. Chill. Oh, shit. Fucking, you said the biggest boss that you ever see.
I'm telling you, bro. This is the God. Funniest shit you probably ever heard. This shit is fucking. I'm like, wow. And Rick Ross on it, by the way. Yeah.
Of course, they said the biggest bosses.
Yeah, yeah, you. Yeah.
Alright. Let's hear this fucking catastrophe.
The biggest bosses I've ever seen.
I'm gonna be mad at the beat hard, though. Okay. All right.
Well, first of all, look at these old ass niggas, bro.
What the fuck?
Yes. I think it's really just a hook, though. To be honest.
What the fuck? Why it's fucking
Parliament, fucking Funkadelic, Bill Clinton back, like stepping on the good foot. Like, wow, and it got murdered.
I'm good.
Okay.
Pause that shit.
But you gotta listen.
Bro, the beat was sounding like.
I just said.
The beat just came in.
The biggest monster that they ever.
And then that nigga came in talking about. Hold on, let me try and do a voice.
Don't break.
The biggest monster that they ever wore.
Bro, you gotta listen to what he's saying, bro. That's some real shit, bro.
Alright, hold on. Let me turn it on.
Hold on. Hold on. Wait, let the shit play. But baby, the biggest niggas that they ever been, the biggest bosses that they ever was. I just hit the deal about another bin. 300,000 on the car just because. Just because when I'm landing in it. Double 5% tinted it like I'm high in it. Like I'm high in it. The millions when I lay it back. Richer than I ever was way back. Oh.
He just sound like the old ass nigga on the track too, though.
Literally. Yeah, this shit hard.
Best. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now Rick Ross is always
the biggest boss like, that
yeah,
ever
he
was.
Not like trash. If he not like, the if it's not that you medium, it's too good. Straight up.
Before I even knew that,
damn, I'm
Rick
high.
Ross
shit.
The biggest monster that there ever was. I just got the deal about another beans.
I was like,
300,000 cars.
Just because.
Oh, crap.
Damn.
He was like, I need to get into his eyes. You know, like, that's what I need
that's
to get into.
That's legendary right there.
Yeah, that's real best status, nigga.
Why would he do that, though?
Why would he do that?
He's the biggest buzzer that there ever was. The biggest buzzer that you ever seen.
He just got the dealer and just bought another Benz. Bruh. Oh, shit. Nigga. Oh, shit.
Wait. Did somebody have a verse?
No, Rick Ross.
That was it?
That was basically like they part in that song.
Wow, that's it?
That was both of them?
Oh, wait, hold up. Did they have a verse? I'm probably never listened that far.
Yeah, I can. How long is it?
Okay.
Hi.
Calls the curtains when I'm riding it. Why he sounds so old? It sounds like an old man got in the studio.
Finish my bag.
Biggie Bag in the flesh. Hold up. How old is these niggas? Imagine they actually not being that old.
I got a dub. They like in their 50s or 60s.
Well, they was, damn, 1954. So they hit that niggas. Them niggas in their 70s, dog. Hey, damn. Okay. Nigga, what? They in black and white pictures and shit.
The biggest bosses that they ever was.
The biggest bosses that they ever was. He just got the dealer, bought another beans.
$300,000 car just because.
Y'all niggas is hella old. Like, bro, damn, I thought y'all maybe 50, 60, nigga.
You just mad cause your ass is old.
Real
first
talk.
Thing you do is just pick up the phone, snitch. Lethal injects you next to your home. Like, that was so much better than fucking.
Yeah, yeah, that was a legendary song, bro.
Like, yes, bro.
That's culture. No, hell no.
Nah. Lethal interjection versus one old nigga.
Bro, it's some old ass shit. Yeah, man, I'm telling like, you,
close the curtains when I'm riding in it. And I close them just so they don't see me in it. Oh, fuck y'all, nigga. fuck y'all, nigga.
That's your third time. Damn.
But fuck all y'all. Nah, fuck all y'all. Hey.
That should be funny as fuck. Nigga say something that's not received well, and everybody like, nigga, shut your ass up, nigga. Fuck.
Hey. Y'all didn't want me to say it, but guess what? God did. All right. Damn, all right. Hey, I'm sorry, mom. I'm talking about DJ Khaled, though. I just saw Gandhi. But I just saw Gandhi and Gandhi.
Like, nigga, fuck you, nigga. Like, you know, no bad, dude.
That's so fucked up.
Damn. What do you do to make
him happy? One of those. All right. We've been shooting for 2 hours now, so.
Oh, Isley brought one of the songs for the love of you.
Like. Richer than I ever was way back. That shit is fucking hilarious.
The biggest bosses that's ever been. Nah, just imagine they old ass in the studio just like. Like, ooh, like these young folks, they gonna feel this.
They know what I'm talking about.
This right here gonna have the streets on lock. Yes.
No, I'm pretty sure nobody told them that shit was fine. Like, nobody in their circle was like, yeah, that's it right there. Like.
Wait.
Bro, Rick Ross even knew it was trash. He was just like, it's the Isley Brothers. So like, shit.
Bruh, nah. You gotta think about it. Everybody let Rick Ross get away with put Molly on her champagne.
Yeah, bro,
cause she ain't even know it. We all did.
Not his Reebok deal, like,
yeah. Well, they did it better than they did it better than Adidas did. Yeah, so it's like, you right. Shit.
They were just like, yeah, we good.
Listen, man, hey, we man, can't fuck with you, my boy.
I do want to say one last thing, man.
Right.
Shout out to Kanye, man. They trying to take his whole goddamn. What, man? He just speaking his mind. Even though it's bad, really bad takes over and over again, man. I don't think y'all should take 50% of his bag. It's like, damn. Bro, y'all dead ass taking 50% of this nigga income, like, straight up off of it. Bruh, he lost everything, bruh. besides like $400 million.
He's the biggest boss that ever was. The biggest boss that ever been. All
right, man. No, nigga. That shit
go. Oh, nah, drop. The resale, the dead stock, yeah, that shit's definitely gonna go up.
Yeah, if he doesn't sign like another deal with somebody else to drive that shit.
That's gonna be exclusive at that point, yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah, if it's no longer. All right, y'all can shut y'all bitch ass up now. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, I wasn't even talking.
But yeah, like the shoes he has out now, that's definitely gonna go up in price because, like, there's no more resale of it. Somebody said sell the whole stock for free. Like Adidas should sell the whole stock for free just to be petty.
But they do that, bro. Look, if they do that shit, that's just
they wouldn't have rights to. They wouldn't have, huh? I mean, yeah, that shit's just lost. Like, they definitely gonna have to lose money in that because they don't have rights to sell it anymore without working with Kanye.
But they'll be able to recoup.
They gonna be like, alright, check this out.
They already dissed like the fuck out of him, bro. No, they dissed the fuck out of him. That's not happening.
Yeah, nah.
Adidas said fuck Kanye. Like,
they said bye. Yeah.
They didn't say fuck Kanye, but they did diss his ass.
And then bold YE.
Nah, they dissed his ass. They dissed it in the most company way ever, and it's like perfect.
This nigga said George Floyd didn't die because his knee was because of the officer's knee. He died off of fentanyl.
And he keep talking about Jewish media and shit.
I'm like, bro, you really just digging a deeper hole for yourself.
Yeah, you did it to yourself. Yeah, yeah, he gotta hold that L. But that is a fat. That's a fat fucking L, bro. Pause. About gay as hell, son. But I'm done, man. We've been talking for too goddamn long at this point, man.
Yeah, I'm kind of like burnt.
Anybody, if anybody does listen to this,
it's gonna be like
on our Patreon, man. Shout out to the Patreon. Promote the Patreon. Don't promote any of the clips in here because it's not meant for that, man. Yeah. You will get cease and desist.
Yeah, you will get sued, bitch.
But yeah, man, all my shit gonna be in the description and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Yeah, all my
smoke plants, hose. Yeah, do that.
All my shit in the description. Wubba lubba dub dub and drink water.
Yeah, I need some water right now. Mouth about dry as fuck.
Do that, buff. But yeah, appreciate y'all listening, and we gone.